Hello and welcome to a little chat from the Devon countryside. It's a Wednesday again today. I usually do this on a Tuesday, but bought the recorder yesterday and completely forgot to start it. So it's Wednesday the 30th of June. I'm out walking up a hill which on this rather hot summer's morning is getting a bit toasty, but it's absolutely beautiful. You might just be able to hear the faint strains of a helicopter disappearing. I'm not sure who that is. It's either the air ambulance or the police usually. Occasionally we get some sort of exciting things come over. Being in a quiet area, we get used, I think, as some sort of practice ground. So we'll sometimes get big transport aircraft come thundering right over the village, or big helicopters or something. But, you know, I guess I've got to practice somewhere. So I find it quite interesting to see what's going on. Just watching a magpie flittering away into the hedge there. Funny, isn't it, how magpies get associated with various things. Some people think they're bad luck, don't they? And all sorts of, there are all kinds of traditions. Sometimes some people salute them when they see them. And one for sorrow, two for joy and all that. I seem to remember reading in a book, it might have been Chocolat, actually, the John Harris book about making a forked, sort of your fingers into a forked sign to send the bad magic back at them or something. So, yeah, all these little superstitions, probably just because they're known to pinch eggs and chicks and things from nests, so I suppose people don't like them around. We have a lot around here. All kinds of wildlife around. Come on, Lottie. She knows I'm not paying attention to her because I'm having a chat with this thing. She'll take all day. Good girl. Can't rush her too much in this heat. Especially with her being having a black coat and hot sun. I'm getting a bit old, aren't you? Come on. Aren't we all? So, you may be listening to this on the podcast feed, which is new. I did promise it the other day, and it took a little bit of wrangling, but I managed to get it going, and hopefully it has appeared all the popular places that podcasts are served up. Because they are very popular these days. I listen to quite a few myself. I noticed the BBC has sort of taken to putting together various podcasts as well, which is interesting. They tend to be series that are short-lived with so many episodes. Because if you're interested in crime fiction, you might enjoy that. There's one they have called Listening to the Dead, which is very good. It's by the writer Linda LaPlante, along with various CSI type experts, and it's very interesting. If you like a bit of true crime and you like to think about how that feeds into crime fiction, it's quite interesting to see both sides of the coin, because say you've got a writer as well as someone who advises a writer, plus the actual experts in the field who are up to date with things. So yeah, really quite intriguing. All kinds of little snippets of information I picked up from that. And there's a couple of series, so there's not that many episodes, maybe a dozen or so all told, something like that. So that's called Listening to the Dead. And I believe you can find that in things like Google Podcasts and so on, as you can find mine, hopefully. If you are interested in subscribing and you'd search for my name, you might end up with a couple. And one called Writing Talk Podcast is an older one that I did really for other writers. And it's probably a bit out of date now. I've struggled to keep it going over the years, and I keep wanting to get it back again. So hopefully that will be up again before too long. Trying to figure out a few people to help me do it, so we can have a bit of a roundtable discussion. That's what I hope is going to be. Anyhow, this one is the Michael Campling Author Podcast. I'm saying that because I don't know where you're listening. You might just be listening on the site, which is still perfectly fine. That's all exactly the same. Nothing has changed. It's just that there are now extra ways if you want to follow along without having to bother coming to my site and signing in and all that kind of stuff. So the chats aren't exclusive anymore, because that didn't really make sense. It was possible to do, but it just seemed like a lot of jumping through hoops for all of us. So they're just there on all the sites. But if you want the, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn. So if you have one of those smart speakers, I believe that you can access various podcasts just by talking to it. I haven't tried it on ours. We have the Google little, you know, mini home things, which I find are good. But Alexa is a different matter. I think you've got to add a certain skill to it before it can do something. Right, so if you want to subscribe, or you already have, thank you very much. It's appreciated. And I think it'd be easier for you, just so you'll have them all in one place. I tend to just sort of, I'm using the Google Podcast app because I have an Android phone, so it's built in there. And I just go along and, you know, might be having my lunch or something, and I'll have a flick through to see what new episodes have been added in my subscription list, and find that quite handy. Because I can take or leave them, as I please. So that has happened. I wanted that to happen. It's all walking into the breeze now. You might hear a bit of wind noise, sorry. The other thing that I mentioned before is that the audiobook has landed. So it came yesterday. I've spent a bit of time listening to recordings chapter by chapter. This is for a study in stone, I should have said. So just trying to shield the microphone a bit. It's actually not a windy day, but it just seems to whoosh up this hill, and I'm walking down it right into the face of the wind. So yeah, I'm just checking through it. It's an interesting experience, because having created the characters, I have a clear idea in my head. Sort of, Dan and Alan have voices in my head, but I try to get close to that with the narrator, but it's not going to be identical. I think it never was. So that's quite interesting. But, I think he does a good job. I wondered at first how word perfect it was going to be, and having checked through, I decided that if tiny discrepancies aren't really mistakes, you know, if they don't really make any difference to the meaning or the flow of the sentence, I just let them go, because sometimes it doesn't matter whether somebody says the woman behind the counter or that woman behind the counter. It's you know, in that context, it's not really meaningful. And I don't think it was worth giving the poor man scores and scores of things to do. But I quite like that. He's a proper actor. He's Greg Barnett, as well as a voiceover guy or a narrator. So he does a nice bit of expression in the characters, especially in the dialogue. I don't think he's gone over the top, which I know a lot of people don't like. It's just enough to give it a bit of expression and a bit of character, which I think is important. And I think he's hit the tone pretty nicely. And so it's been interesting. It's the first audiobook I've had done, and it's been really quite something to listen and have my work turned into another form. So if you like audiobooks, well, watch out for that. It's not a terribly long one, because it was the shorter of the books I started with. And if I'd known they were going to be popular, I would have made sure it was a full-length novel. But it started as an experiment, as you've probably heard me say before. Started as nothing more than a blog post. So, and ideas in my head of the character, really. I knew about the characters more than the plot. And about the situation that Dan was going to find himself in. And so, the same with the audiobook. I think the fact that the characters, to my ear anyway, are coming across nicely is the main thing. And of course, if a word changes the meaning, or I don't, it's a mistake, I'm letting him know about that. He's going to correct them all. and the production quality is very good. I've got really good monitoring headphones and a nice setup which I got for my podcasting days. And come on, Lonnie, back up the hill. And yeah, I can tell it's really good sound quality. He knows what he's doing. And I think he may have got a producer to prepare the files as well. It's not a cheap thing to have done. And that's why audiobooks tend to cost a bit to buy. I am going to put this audiobook out for sale everywhere. So you may or may not know that there's this... Amazon has this funny way of dealing with authors and content creators that they will try and sort of take over the market by forcing authors to sell only on their site, only on an Amazon site. So either, you know, the Amazon store or by Audible, which they own. And they generally give authors, you know, something back in return for that. But it does mean that it stops you from reaching everybody because it isn't on all the other platforms. And there are lots and lots of audiobook platforms, not just Audible. So I'll see how that works. It's my first one, so there are bound to be some things I'll have to find out about and check when it comes to the pricing. But there may be some free codes that I can give out for keen reviewers. So if you're in the street team, which you can find out more about at the site at michaelcampling.com, then I'll raise that possibility just there, and they have a separate newsletter, people in the street team. But yeah, there won't be too many of those, just a few, perhaps a handful, for keen reviewers. Otherwise, I just try to make sure it's competitively priced. Because I do need to, you know, keep the wheels on the bus kind of thing. Whatever the phrase is. Keep the lights on. And, yeah, that will be coming soon. I believe it takes the stores a little while. Even when I've checked it all and the guy's done all the corrections and so on, the narrator, I believe it takes a while for these stores to actually stock it on their various websites. And, if there are promotions coming up, I will let you know in the Awkward Squad newsletter. I like to, you know, put details and links and things in the newsletter, because then I can make sure everybody's looking at the right thing in the right place, and I can put proper links in and so on. Also, I'm not at my desk when I'm doing these. I'm out in the field, so I don't want to, you know, say prices and things when I'm out here, because I might get it wrong. But, yeah. So, and the next book, the next book in the series is trundling along. I need to leave it for a bit while I get through these audiobook corrections. I'll be getting back to that very soon. It's getting going. And, it's funny, you know, you have days when you can produce thousands of words and other days when you struggle to do a few hundred. It's funny like that, but we'll get there. Persistence is what counts in this game, I think. And yeah, I think it's shaping up. I always have to make sure that it's at least as good as the previous ones in the series, and hopefully a little bit better. I try to sort of... you know, raise my game a little bit with each book. And they've got their different features. But for people who've you know, known and loved the series, you've got to look after those people. So I'm gonna make sure it all fits in. We don't want people saying, oh, Dan would never have said that, or Alan would never have done that, or something. Yeah. Speaking of series, I'm into reading the Song for the Dark Times, the latest Ian Rankin John Rebus series. I've been reading them all. It's one of those things that I started picking up in charity shops and picked up partway through a series and kind of liked it and thought I want to go back and get the others. I quite like his style. Ian Rankin, he doesn't waste anybody's time, which is what I like. I try to be like that in my writing, that things are either to push the plot on or to give you something about the characters. Not kind of, not too much flannel, I hope. And he's kind of like that. That's it, good girl. He's talking to Lottie there. He's gamely huffing and puffing around. Heading back down again now. Do a couple of circuits so we go up and down. And yeah, so I do think those are worth checking out. But it depends. I can imagine it wouldn't be to everybody's taste. Certainly not particularly cosy. It's more in the crime thriller spectrum. And, you know, I quite like Rebus as a character. It's a bit of a cheat because he does one each year, I think, and then Rebus ages correspondingly. But at one point, Rebus retired and he thought, well, that's that. But then he brought him back. There was a rule change that meant, in real life, there was a rule change that meant retired officers could be brought back to look at cold cases. So there was a book on that. And then he just sort of keeps getting drawn back into things. So he's still on the go, even though he's retired. He's still getting involved. I don't know how long Ian Rankin will keep that going. But seems a bit cheeky, doesn't it? But, you know, I can understand why. He obviously feels that there's still mileage in that character. Rebus is one of those characters who doesn't change very much. He just changes a little bit. But he's sort of an enduring one who doesn't change very much. There is a name for it, but I can't think what it is. People always refer to James Bond in this this context of characters who don't particularly go on much of a journey. They just do more or less the same kinds of things in different ways. And they are, of course, very popular. Well, the films are. I think their books are probably not stood the test of time so well from what I've seen looking at them. Certainly the sort of the misogynistic stuff doesn't come across particularly well to a modern ear, I don't think. Yeah. So that's interesting. And I've just finished reading a book called Watch Her Fall. Now, I'm going to get the name wrong. Is it Erin Kelly, maybe? It's one of those things that I picked up on Kobo because it was the deal of the day. They do a book each day where it's, in the UK it's 99p, so I guess it's 99 cents elsewhere, just for that day. And I picked it up there, set in the world of ballet. And quite interesting, I sort of put it down partway through, which gives you a clue, and looked at something else for a bit. I decided I did want to know what happened in the end. And it's not bad. It's in the kind of suspense you know, frame of things. The twists are more important than it. I don't know, the twists are the most important thing, put it that way. I think I might be don't mean to sound like I'm judging it harshly. I quite enjoyed it. So there's plenty of character stuff in there as well, all different timelines and sort of character arcs and people who are not quite who they seem. And a bit of mucking about to sort of fool you, you know, as in you think somebody's one person and they turn out to be something other, which is fine. I think the writer pulled it off. It's not always an easy thing to do because it can seem like cheating, but it was okay. So I am getting to the bottom of the field again, and that's where I usually stop. I don't think I've got anything much else to add. I must share some snippets of the upcoming book soon. I am going to be kind of away from my desk for a couple of weeks, so there may not be a podcast or photos. I'm somewhere where there's not necessarily going to be much in the way of Wi-Fi and so on, but part of that. So, yeah, so if there's an interruption, you'll know why. But in the meantime, thank you very much for listening. Oh, I should say I'll still be getting emails and should be able to do comments on the blog as well, on the website, sorry, I should say, on michaelcampbell.com. Anything there, like underneath this post or any of the others, you can comment and I will see that because I can get that on my phone. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen. And thank you very much. An extra special thank you to all those people who've supported me on the coffee.com, the sending a mug of tea or two or three or more. Some people have been very generous and that's very kind and much appreciated. And it all goes into the kitty to go towards future book production. So, you know, editors covers things like audiobooks, which are expensive to produce. It all helps. So thank you very much and look after yourselves. And until next time, happy reading and goodbye.